Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to a very, very special edition of the Chill With Your Eye Ink Show. I am your host, Aaron Trung. Alongside me is Jordan Praveen Phil. We hope you guys had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, as today is Thursday, November 24th. A little earlier than expected. It's about 8:57. Jordan and I kicked off just a few minutes early. How's everybody doing this evening? Hope everybody had a wonderful time, wonderful meal. If you ate early, I hope you guys ate again. It's really great. It's really great Thanksgiving for multiple reasons. But for one, we never should care too much about how we eat. We always eat, and we're always worried and self-conscious about how much we eat, but Thanksgiving is a day where it's very, everything is very lax, and people just really don't care. They're just going to eat to their heart's content, and it's kind of a cheat day. Well, it is. It's definitely a cheat day. But you know, it's funny. Jordan and I, myself, we've gone every Thursday the last year, with the exception of I think two Thursdays, if I'm not mistaken. Those Thursdays being Thanksgiving last year and I think Christmas may have fell on a Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to check the calendar, but we did not do one last Thanksgiving, and we were bummed because we want to really stay consistent with you guys, and we need our audience to be entertained at all times, and it shouldn't matter what the holidays, you know, shouldn't matter. Shouldn't matter if the holidays come or the apocalypse or anything. If anything happens, if all else fails, the Chill With Your Eye Ink Show lives on. So thank you guys again so much. You know, I really wanted to take just a few minutes to, you know, really be thankful for what I got, because I've said a lot of things about what I need and what I don't have, and I got a lot. I gotta say, there's a lot of things that I do have that I should be grateful for and I should appreciate more and not take for granted. I have some family out here in San Diego. I still have my mother and father who are both alive and well, thank God, knock on wood. I just actually recently got what looks to be a pretty good job lined up. It could definitely be a career path for myself. And at 29, that's definitely something that I desire right now. I have some great friends. I have some really great friends that I grew up with that I've known for years that are still, you know, my best friends as they were when I was younger. And by all means, I want to progress. I want to self-improve myself, and I can be at a better place with a lot more hard work and drive and ambition. But I got to say that right now, I'm very happy for what I do have. I do have a wonderful girlfriend. She's my better half, the yin to my yang, which is great. And again, my folks, my family's kind of spread out. We don't really have too much in San Diego, but I do have my immediate family being my mother and father here, so that's good. And I have some family in New York and Florida and Las Vegas and Northern California that are all one call away. So if they're not here with me in proximity, they're here in technology. I can get them on the phone like that, so that's good. And again, I do generally, you know, I do set fairly high expectations for myself, and I can be hard on myself, but I feel like that's good to an extent, and it's good to be hard on myself and to push myself. And I can be, like I said, I can be really down and really hard on myself, but I definitely, if there's one day out of the year, really just to honestly be thankful, not to be cliche, but it's really Thanksgiving because you're with your loved ones, and I just really hope that you guys out there all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know maybe some of you aren't where your family is. Maybe you're out here for school, you're out for work, you're in a city far away from home, and you have either maybe one or two friends or family, or you're completely by yourself. But just know that, you know, if you do have family elsewhere around the country, that they are one call away, and it's just good to know. It's a very, very humbling day of Thanksgiving, and I didn't know if Jordan, if you wanted to add anything. You know, I just was just talking about, because I know you just jumped on, just talking about Thanksgiving and, you know, really things that I'm grateful for, that I really particularly take for granted 364 days out of the year. And I didn't know if you had any, did you want to speak on that note at all?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, what better day than today to kind of, pause and reflect on kind of where we are in life. And like you said, family members may not be, immediately with us in the, under the same roof, but at the same time, it's all in a perspective as far as being thankful for having family members, because like you said, Aaron, there are a lot of people out here living in the United States who may have left their families behind in other countries that were not fortunate enough to live here in the United States. So I think definitely I agree with that, and that's one of the things that most of our audience can definitely understand and kind of agree with, is living in the United States. Hey, I mean, it's a beautiful country, and that's one of the biggest things we can all be thankful for, is having the opportunity to reside within the United States.
Yeah, Jordan, absolutely. And that's a very big, it's a very, very important living out here. And I really hope, not to get political at all, but we did come off of a rather divisive and one of the most important elections just now. And I know there's been talk of people that where it didn't swing their way, they didn't have their candidate win. They've been talking about moving elsewhere and, kind of leaving the United States because there are better places. And by all means, if you feel that way, I urge you to, take the chance and do that. But I really hope that, people reconsider, only because, the United States is still a great place to live. And I personally can't really think of any more places I'd rather, call home. There's many places I like to live. There are many beautiful places around the world, to visit. But I mean, I'm so proud to call myself an American. And I hope everybody else is out there as well that live here. And even if you're not an American citizen, you live here, I hope you guys love it. It's a wonderful country, where we have democracy, and we are the free world, and we have the First Amendment, which is, freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom to assemble, freedom of, I forget, I'm a terrible U.S. citizen, but I love I love being one. I forget the First Amendment. We have all these freedoms out here, and it's just it's something that we shouldn't take for granted, because as we know, all over the world right now, there's just terrible things going on everywhere, from Syria to Africa. Just the hunger, the homelessness. It's baffling, the numbers outside of the Western world, the problems that we have. And we should also, be thankful for ourselves, but we should also, pray for those who are less fortunate and didn't have that big dinner or two or three dinners today of plenty of food, because there's plenty of men, women, and children out there that didn't get to enjoy the amenities that we did today as Americans. So, I didn't want to get too lovey-dovey and emotional on there, but I just wanted to say that. But being that, again, that it is Thanksgiving, and we always do by tradition in the beginning of our show, we had a lot of football today, Jordan. We had a lot of football. We had three games, and they just came one right after another. Minnesota and Detroit started out, following Washington and Dallas. And then the evening game, which actually just ended about a half hour ago, we had Pittsburgh and Indiana. Detroit wins 16-13. Dallas wins 31-26 over Washington. And the Pittsburgh Steelers go 28-7 over the Colts in Indianapolis. A lot going on. Antonio Brown for the Pittsburgh Steelers had a hat trick, three touchdowns. Ben Roethlisberger on fire there. Dallas again with the win, 31-26. Dak Prescott went just crazy good. Rookie quarterback, 23 years old, loses his first opening game as a rookie, the first game of the season, and wins 10 straight from there. The kid is absolutely unconscious. He goes 17 for 24 with only 195 yards passing, throws for one touchdown. Ezekiel Elliott, a complete animal. 20 carries, 97 yards with two touchdowns, and Prescott actually ran one in himself for a rushing touchdown. Kirk Cousins on the losing side went 41 for 53, threw the ball 53 times, and threw 449 yards for three touchdowns. I'm going to say that again. Kirk Cousins passed for 449 yards with three touchdowns and loses, while Dak Prescott for the Dallas Cowboys throws for 195 yards and one touchdown and wins. So it goes to show you, folks, it's not all about numbers. It's who gets W at the end of the game. Kind of a golf term as well I always like to throw out. It doesn't mean shit if you can drive the ball 300 yards off the tee straight, great. But it doesn't mean nothing if you can't make a 3-foot putt. You drive for show and you putt for dough, and it really showed today. Dak Prescott and his Dallas Cowboys really had they're really a complete team this year, to be perfectly honest. Again, winning 10 straight, first time in Cowboys franchise history that they win 10 games in a row. I can just tell you right off the bat, the San Diego Chargers actually won 11 games in 2007. Norv Turner's first year as head coach, they went 2-3 and then finished the season 13-3. Not to one up the Cowboys at all, because the Chargers are in no position to critique other teams at this point as they come off the bye week 4-6. But big ups to the Cowboys. They're a complete team. They got it on all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. They are great. And then Roethlisberger again beating up on the backup quarterback, Scott Tolzien, from Wisconsin, 28-7. He threw 3 to Antonio Brown. The guy is just a beast. And it's a fun-filled day. I hope everybody had a good time with football and just enjoying the time with friends and family. I thought about I do have my mother and father here, and I went to my girlfriend's house as well. We had two dinners, but I thought about just bagging all that and just scrapping all that and going down to, like a Father Joe's, which is a local church shelter, homeless shelter down here in downtown San Diego, to kind of give out food. And I didn't want to say I dropped the ball on it. I decided to be with family, but I'm thinking for Christmas that I will, I'll definitely do that. But, again, that's all I got there. Jordan, you have anything to add before we get into tonight's show?
I think what you just said right there, that last part, I kind of thought about that as well, that this is a year where usually we do something for others. And unfortunately, this year, I really didn't do anything big. When I was leaving Vaughn's after I went to buy a couple things, there was a mom and her two children standing at the exit of the parking lot of the Vaughn's, and they were clearly in need, didn't have, looked like they were probably living on the street. And, I thought to myself that, a lot of people might see a scenario or a situation like that. Not everybody, but there are people out there who would say, these people are just scamming and just trying to get money and they're not really homeless. And, I thought to myself that it's really not my place to, try to figure out what it is that they're doing. It's just, take the right actions, just because, when you see something that you think is, not right, do whatever you can that's within your power to kind of better that situation. So, I gave them like $10, but, I say that just to say that, on a day like this, when we're eating to our heart's content, the reality is that there are people out there going without food. And that's something that we should think about and make an attempt to share with others the wealth that we've been blessed with. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that on.
Yeah, absolutely, Jordan. I agree. I think I need to be more cognizant and aware when I see people, you know, because sometimes I even myself, I think, you know, when I see people outside and it's scamming or they're there for themselves and they're panhandling. Panhandling is just a word. There's still people that need, you know, that need something. And I guess if you're physically unable to work for some sort of disabled condition or what have you, I mean, what else can you do but, you know, stand on the corner. And I think I need to be more aware and maybe more appreciative of their situation and hand out, you know, a few dollars to them, because it's nothing to me and everything to them. And, you know, similarly, I kind of feel that way as far as lost my train of thought. Oh, as far as in restaurant, you know, if you're in there and, you know, I'm not to say that I'm some prominent businessman and all, but if I go in there and I see a young girl or a young guy waiting, you know, as they're my waiter and they did a good job, I mean, an extra $5 tip on 20%, I mean, that's everything to them, and it's just $5 to me. Like, it means nothing. It can really make them their day. The difference between a 15 to a 20 to a 25% tip is great. And you know, I always like to, you know, now that's officially the holiday season, I'll definitely tip the garbage man and the mailman. I always, you know, hook them up, the gardener, you know, all the people that really, you know, that help, that do their daily jobs, that aren't huge paying jobs. It's important during the, you know, the Christmas time to, you know, be a little generous and give a little more. But you know, I wanted to, you know, Jordan and I both, we've done throughout the last week or two, we've talked about financial literacy and whatnot, citing a lot of Robert Kiyosaki's points. Again, if you guys are just first time listeners, now in the last week or so, we've talked about Robert Kiyosaki, who's a New York Times bestseller for his book Rich Dad Poor Dad, and he has a series of books after that. But you know, financial literacy is very important because not enough people are taught it. Or they know about it, and it's not their fault. We have a school, we have an educational system, which arguably is one of the best in the world, but be that as it may, we are not physically teaching the concept of financial literacy to our students in grade school, K through 12, or college. I mean, unless you're majoring in accounting or some sort of financial services, you're not really reaping the benefits of the full capacity of your financial situation. So and I just want to just reintroduce this topic to you guys. Financial literacy is, as Wikipedia calls it, as Wikipedia defines it rather, is the ability to understand how money works in the world and how someone manages to earn or make it, how that person manages it, and how he or she invests it, and how that person donates it to help others. Because again, it's all about giving back. The best way to receive is to give back. And again, this is not taught in our schools because we're taught to work for our money. And again, Robert Kiyosaki has introduced many points, one of which is paramount in the fact that we have it all wrong. Again, not our fault, but we are taught, and you know, you could go as far as to say brainwashed in school growing up to being a young adulthood to being an adult, that we work for money. We work for a paycheck, we pay our bills, and then whatever we keep and whatever is left, we keep. And again, Kiyosaki says the reverse. It's not working for money, but it's actually having your money work for you. And we've all heard the term the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And it's true. It's true. There's no arguing that point. They definitely do. But I really think more so that the rich, it's more of a proportion that the rich get richer than the poor get poorer. I think the poor just stay poor. There are poor people that do get poorer, but on the other side, the rich is, it's more truthful that the rich do get richer. Why? Because they're financially literate and they're financially savvy. And there's a ton of people out there that are rich that are in debt. I mean, we can appreciate that. I think I said a couple of weeks a week or so ago that, you know, Michael Jackson, you know, died $400 million in debt. I mean, so there are people with massive amounts of money, or we think have money, that are up to their eyeballs and past in debt. But it's very important to secure your finances for yourself, for the future of for your spouse, for your children, and your children's children. How you can do that is all about your personal finances, one of which it's very important. My dad has stressed to me, and it goes off. One of the things being financially literate is definitely have a 401k. I mean, it's very important to tuck money away. Take 10, if you can take 10, I mean, shit, if you could take 15% out of your paycheck and put it away every paycheck, I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, you should, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I saw something staggering that if you make a certain amount, you put it away for such and such a time, I mean, you could have $1 million after, 30 to 40 years. I mean, my plan is to have investments other than the 401k, but the plan is to have more than enough money completely liquid by the time I retire and then have my 401k on the side. Like, I'm not even thinking about the 401k. As the great Shane Cardone said, Grant Cardone, I always say Shane, great Grant Cardone said, when he first $1 million, he put that shit aside. He put it aside and went straight back to grinding, straight back to how am I going to make more money? And he put that $1 million aside and mentally positioned himself as broke. He was broke. He said he had $100 million, but he worked like he was broke. He clawed and scratched and got down on his hands and knees and just grinded for more. It's a great mentality to have, and that's how I relate that back to the 401k. It's very, very important. You can put money in your in the 401k. You can invest it how you want to, but put the money away. Put the money away, and then what you do have left over, there's multiple ways to invest. But Jordan, I don't want you. You want to. Tapping it all on the 401k, or kind of go off on a just kind of relate back to that at all? Sorry, I was taking up the whole time.
no worries at all. That's the same thing, exactly what is also kind of running through my head. And kind of just to add a little thing that happened to me yesterday on the same topic of financial literacy. Is I sold my couch that I had for sale, of course, to a gentleman yesterday who recently relocated from Texas, Dallas, Texas, to El Cajon, which is a city here in San Diego. And, he was telling me, he was a really cool guy, really nice guy, originally from Afghanistan. And he was just telling me that the cost of living in Texas is extremely expensive, and he moved to San Diego because in San Diego he's able to receive government assistance. And it kind of just confused me a little bit, because from my understanding the cost of living in Texas is less than it is in the city of San Diego. And but that's besides the point. The point I'm trying to kind of focus in on is the statement that basically this gentleman made, that he said government assistance is provided for low-income individuals such as myself. And I kind of thought to myself, and again, like, I hate to really bang on the mindset, but the reality is, until your mindset changes, nothing else will actually change. And that's what you could kind of see that books, like what Kiyosaki actually is sharing with the world, can really kick your mindset into a different gear. Like that gentleman, I looked at him and I was like, I thought to myself, you're no different than me. You're no different than, Kiyosaki. We're all the same. We're all human beings. So to classify yourself as a low income individual, a low income earner, would be a mislabel. Don't mislabel yourself is the point, that I hope to make, that no matter what your current situation is, that doesn't have to remain your situation, and that situation doesn't make you who you are. So if today you are earning minimum wage, whatever that is, at whatever state you're in, that doesn't mean that 10 years from now you'll continue to earn minimum wage, or that you'll just get the 5% kicker that you know, companies traditionally give. If your mindset shifts 1 year from now, it's not going to happen overnight, but 1 year from now, so much can change in your life by, as Aaron just said, the financial literacy, by becoming financially literate. Everything can change. So really, it does go back to the mindset, because at the same time, as motivated and as inspired as you are, if the steps taken are not in the right direction, that's also not ideal. So, I mean, really, self-education and Rich Dad Poor Dad, again, I know it's something we keep talking about, but that's the reality of it, is to put the right things in your mind and remove the wrong things out of your mind, because we only have a cup that can hold so much. So if the wrong stuff is, you know, crowding your cup, then there's no way to put the right stuff in. And with the right mindset, we believe that any of you who, you know, wherever you're at, starting off at, you know, the sky is really the limit. Beyond the sky is the limit. So just like that, I kind of wanted to add that story in, that in this world, we're kind of, you know, falsely taught to believe that our current circumstances make us who we are and somehow define us, that, you know, that we're low income individuals, or, you know, so any classification, that person is a genius, that person is rich, they have this, they have that. No, everybody is on an equal playing field, and the competitive advantage is really the knowledge that you put in and the effort that you put out. So I just kind of wanted to add that story in.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, you guys are just joining us. Children Are Ain't Show, episode 62, time out of 924. Of course, Jordan and I are both talking about financial literacy, as we have for the last few episodes now. And really, I just want to hammer it home to you folks about how really important it is. Again, if I could just put it in simple terms, not necessarily working for money, but have your money work for you. And this is new for me and Jordan as well. Like, Jordan and I are no experts in this, by all means. We're not the authority. You know, we are not, you know, we don't have years and years of this under our belt. So, I mean, the both of us are learning as well. And if this is a new concept to you, or not a new concept to you, and this is really interesting, this is really sparking your interest even more to get into it, go to the bookstore, go to your Barnes & Noble, go to your Borders if they still have that, go to your local bookstore and just go in the financial section and the business section. You will see tons and tons of books, a lot on the aforementioned Robert Kiyosaki, Dave Ramsey, the list goes on. I definitely recommend Rich Dad Poor Dad, being a wonderful book. But you know, there's an author named Dave Ramsey who talks about debt, getting out of debt, which in part goes back to, you know, working for your money, not working for your money, having your money work for you, getting out of debt, debt consolidation. He talks about the snowball concept. But just some good books that I would really recommend, other than that Rich Dad Poor Dad, is his actual Robert Kiyosaki's sequel, Cash Flow Quadrant. It's the Rich Dad's Guide to Financial Freedom. Check it out. George F. Clason, great book. I haven't read it fully, but The Richest Man in Babylon. Check it out. I won't kind of describe each one of these, but these are must reads to really get a grasp on an aggregately, on a macro standpoint of where we should be. I mean, nobody should be poor. Nobody should be striving each paycheck. So Thomas J. Stanley has a book called The Millionaire Next Door. Again, it's Thomas J. Stanley. He's got a ton of books. The very famous Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Definitely a must read. That is the backbone of all backbones. That's not exactly dialing into being financially literate, but it's got some peripheral points. And that's just a great general book to read for being successful. Your Money and Your Brain by Jason Zweig, I think it's called. Jason Zweig. The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. Benjamin Graham has a ton of books. You know, the list can really go on. Kiyosaki, again, he's got a series of these books. So he has a guide to investing, what the rich invest in that the poor people and middle class do not. And the easiest thing to really talk about, folks, in all of this is everybody wants to know how to be rich. How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I do it? And without getting into a completely long answer about that, because I'm still in question about this, as is Jordan, I can, you know, the both of us can confidently say, follow the people who have been successful. Follow the footsteps. Follow their path, their footsteps of what they've done, or work backwards, work forwards, see how they got, and adapt and copy them. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. My mother always said that growing up. I got really mad one time when somebody had a birthday party at a bowling alley when their birthday was in November and my birthday was in October. And I was really upset that this guy copied me. I let this guy come to my birthday, and we had a really sweet birthday party at the bowling alley, getting off topic here. But he goes into the same bowling alley the following month. I went home, second grade. I cried a storm. I said, Mom, this guy copied me. My mom told me, Aaron, imitation is the highest form of flattery. Then I had her explain to me what flattery was because I was seven. But needless to say,
I like that, man. That's a good.
So, yeah, Jordan, you like that? Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so we need to follow these footsteps. Do what they did. Do what some of these people did. A lot of these people didn't come from money. A lot of these people didn't inherit millions of dollars. There's a lot of rags to riches out there, folks. There's a lot of Cinderella stories. As one in a million as you think it is, it's not. And you can minimize that. You can minimize the chances of that by having a burning desire to be successful, having your niche, having your passion, and following the steps of entrepreneurial people. History repeats itself for many, many reasons in many different ways. And in this particular case that Jordan and I are addressing tonight, history definitely repeats itself. Jordan, any thoughts?
Yeah, I really resonate and vibe with history repeats itself, which is more and more of a reminder to myself, I feel like, you know, really to go back and get an understanding for kind of, you know, what's happened in the past and what led us up to where we are today in the world. Because to look around at this world we're in today and not be able to see opportunity in it, that is truly being broke. That will, you know, definitely hold a person back. I mean, in the world we're in today, I mean, if you just look around you, I mean, the opportunity, the beauty, and the things that surround us are just mind-blowing. I mean, it would be a great and excellent thing to go back and read about historical figures who, if you compare our circumstances to theirs, it's just unbelievable. I mean, the struggles and obstacles and difficulties that the greats of, you know, the historical greats have accomplished and overcome. I mean, if we look at what we're dealing with in our current lives, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be like a kick in the face and a kick in the rear end to really say, hey, you know, it'll make us feel like we've got everything given to us on a silver platter. And that's the reality of it. And if we've got a meal sitting in front of us on a silver platter and we're not able to devour that, I mean, then that's something we really need to analyze and kind of question and figure out what is it that's causing us to not move forward. And I guess that's what one of the biggest things that as students, myself and Aaron, you know, definitely would consider ourselves as students of everything that we discuss. And this really just sharing with others really helps us to get a better understanding. There's a saying, I think it's each one, learn one, and teach one. Each one, teach one. So you learn and then teach, share with another to further develop and get a better understanding and a grasp of the topic yourself. Because simple things like learning from others, and even today from current people who are alive and walking the earth with us right now, there are so many inspiring individuals, mind-blowing individuals who are just performing at a level which would make our heads spin. And it's inspiring to see individuals executing at that level and willing to share with us. That's what a lot of times we're looking for, direction. The reality is that the highest successful people on this planet do want to actually help others. It's not that they want to keep anybody down. They want to help others. But the thing is, they want to help others who actually want to help themselves. So as long as we continue, all of us, including, of course, myself and Aaron, all of us continue to show a desire to help ourselves, then the rest will really take care of itself. And continue to read on a regular basis. I know there are individuals out there, and I'm not discounting that, there are individuals out there who have become massively successful without reading, and I take my hat off to them, because I know for a fact I wouldn't be able to do that. To me, reading is a huge, I can't even describe the effect that it has had in my life and continues to have. So, I mean, if you haven't been big on reading, just try it out in small bites and progressively, you know, add a little bit, but don't make it something that you hate doing, but you'll learn to love it. So, I mean, that's the kind of the thing that myself and Aaron are just doing, is trying to share with others and point them in the direction which we feel like we're actually growing from. And I think we're all on a good path.
Absolutely, I completely agree with that, Jordan. And I think there are a lot of people out there that do want to help others. Nobody, I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that don't, but I think the large part of the world, you know, has it in their heart to help others. And that's, I mean, you know, going back to our show, I mean, that's what me and Jordan are all about. I mean, we're still learning. We like to talk about points that we think really are gold, that resonate, that really hit home to us. And what do we want to do? We want to regurgitate that right back out, spit it right back out to you guys. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, it is 9:35. Fortunately, we can't be on here for a whole hour. But I just want to reinforce, you know, be thankful for what you guys do have today and every day. But, you know, really be conscious of what you guys do have going for you in your lives, whether it's money, power, respect, hopefully all three, love, you know, it's really a time of positive reflection today and not so much negative. I think all of us can appreciate things that we don't have that we want. But again, today is definitely a day to give thanks to what we do have. So that's actually all the time that we do have today. I hope you guys had a wonderful experience. Jordan and I always love coming on here. And again, last year we didn't have a Thanksgiving episode, and we really wanted to do for this reason alone. But we'll be here at the same time next week. It'll be the first of the month, if I'm not mistaken, first of December, December 1st.
Yes, sir.
I think we're going to continue a little bit more down the path, maybe in a little bit more detail on financial literacy. We will have some guests coming aboard and kind of plan out our December episodes. And, you know, we'll get prepared for 2017, because it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful year. So, again, I'm out of here. So is Jordan. And we will see you guys all next week. And give thanks. Give thanks. And you guys take care. We'll see you guys next week.